Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. Actually, three different things. In the next three segments, I've got three different things I want to talk about. You know, in the previous segments, we talked to Pam Danziger about B2C, business to consumer. You know, those are the two main models in the marketplace, B2C, business to consumer, and B2B, business to business. There's also B2G, which is business to government, but that's a whole other topic. But the two big ones are B2B, B2C. So in the previous segments, we talked about B2C. I want to talk a little bit about B2B right now. And one of the things that I want to point out to you, and maybe if you've been around a while like me, to remind you about, is how things are changing with regard to getting in the door the first time to talk to a customer. The old days, back in the old days, when I was a pup coming up as a commission salesman, you know, you'd walk in and show them your card, and sometimes the person when you walked in the door, the decision maker would be right there. Maybe you had to go through a screen, but I was pretty good at getting through the screen. I was pretty good at getting to the decision maker. In those days, people expected to let vendors call on them. Customers aren't doing that anymore. It's a lot harder to get in the door. But once you get in the door, it's easier to get in the door. But sometimes, once you get in the door, it's easier to make the sale because the process has become a lot longer to get in the door. So the customer is already highly qualified. By the time you actually start talking about doing business, the customers really have, they pre-qualified themselves to a degree, and so the selling cycle, once you get in the door to closing, is a lot shorter. But sometimes people they don't make a decision very fast. They're stalling. They're taking their time or whatever. But you want to make sure that you are staying in place, that you're in position with these prospects. Well, the best way to do that is to get back in front of them, not to send them an email as a reminder if you can help it, not to send them a text or anything like that. Those are fine, but I'm encouraging you as much as you can, you and your salespeople, to find a way to get back in front of the customer, to find a way to get face-to-face with the customer. If that's going to networking events where you think they'll be, I'm not talking about stalking, I'm just talking about, you know, strategic selling here. But the other way is to get back in front of them in their businesses. And if one of the best strategies that I've ever seen is what I call the callback strategy. The callback strategy is where you have you have found a reason that is relevant to the customer, something of value that you think the customer will want, that gives you the ability to call them back, to contact them, and maybe in this case you'd use an email to get the conversation started. And to say, hey, I'm going to be in your area. I'd like to come by. I've got something I want to bring you. I have something I think you'd like to see. I have something. And so you drop by when you get permission, or even if you don't get permission, maybe you just tell them, I'm going to drop by. Now that you've already talked to them, if you've let them know when you're going to drop by, you know, you might take a shot at just dropping by without an appointment. But an appointment is better. And so you call back on them with this thing. It could be a white paper. It could be an article. It could be a book. It could be a lot of different things. But it's something that you have found, something that you've identified that would be of interest and relevant to that particular prospect. to let them know, one, that you're thinking about them. They know why you're coming back. They know you're coming back to get to get the conversation started again to sell. They're not dummies. They understand that. But if they let you come back, number one, that's a good sign, right? Number two, you get to go back and you give them the gift. Now, when you give them the thing that you're delivering in the callback, you have to let them bring up the business. Unless you think that there's some reason why you should bring it up. I mean, obviously you want to, but you give them a chance to bring up the business that you've been discussing. Because you might actually want to not bring it up at that point. Because right now what you're doing is building a relationship. You're getting back in front of the customer. The callback strategy, use those tools. Use gifts, things that are relevant to the customer in your callback strategy. It works. I've used it. I promise it works. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.